The Gemara in Daf Chavez Amud Aleph brings down an interesting ma'aseh that Reb Ruka Chuzah was in the Shukah, the Beit Lefet. He was in the marketplace of a place called Lefet, and Eliyahu Navi was there, and he asked Eliyahu Navi, Ika by Shukah by Amal Da'asi. Is anyone in the marketplace here who is Ben Olam Haba that's going to be Zeichet, a big Chelik in Olam Haba? So he told him no, and then they struggled trying to find someone who maybe is a Ben Olam Haba, and they found a couple people, and one of the people that they found were the following people. So it says, Adahachi v'achi also hanach trei Achi, these two people came, these two brothers, and Eliyahu Navi told him these people are Bnei Olam Haba. So Rav Bruka wanted to find out what's so special about them. What do they do to be Zeichet Olam Haba? So he went over to them. He says, Mayav Daicha, what do you do? What do you do for a living? Amrle, they told him, Inshi Beduchi Anan. We are comedians. We're people who make jokes. Mevad Chinan Atzivi. And when people are sad, we make them happy. And also it says there when the people are in fights, they were trying to make shalom between them, but that's what they did. They made shalom and they made people happy when they were sad, when they were depressed. And because of that, there is zeichet to Olam Haba. Now, if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi says, B'durimaschel beduchi, like Rashi, smechem misamchem bnei adam. They're people that were happy and made people happy. So I once heard a Gvali Gediak in Rashi from Reb Shragi Nuberger Shlita. He said that, what does Rashi need to say the words smechem? Why does he have to say smechem misamchem bnei adam? If they're comedians, the people who make jokes and make people happy, just say misamchem, they make people happy. Why does Rashi madgish that they were smechem, they were happy, and umisamchem bnei adam, and they also made other people happy? Why are we talking about their own simcha? And he said that you see from here, Gvali Yisoid, that if you want to bring simcha, you want to make people happy, it's not enough to make a good joke, it's not enough just to be a comedian, that's not going to bring simcha. You might get a couple laughs for a minute, but it's going to come, it's going to go, it's not going to create everlasting simcha. If you want to bring simcha to people, you want to create real simcha, it's important, it's necessary for the person himself to be a person who's besimcha, a person who's happy with himself, a person who's happy, a person who feels a certain shleimus. If you're happy about yourself, that simcha will spread to others as well. You can make your jokes then, and then help bring out the simcha, but it's necessary for you to be besimcha. If you're besimcha, you'll make others besimcha. Otherwise, just trying to make people happy by cracking jokes is not going to have a kiyum, it's not going to have an everlasting effect. And I thought that perhaps you can bring a riot to this aside from the Rambam. You look in Rashi in Dvarim, Perek Chavdal Pasuk Vav, in Sefer Dvarim, it says over there in the Pasuk, it says, Naki Elevesai V'simach Es Ishta Asher Lakach. So there's a mitzvah during Shana Rishona, V'simach Es Ishta Asher Lakach. What does it mean, V'simach Es Ishta? So Rashi says over there, V'simach means that you have a mitzvah to be misameach your wife. You have to make her happy. That's what V'simach means. And like Uncle says, V'yachada Yas Itzisei, you should make her happy. But Rashi says, but if one is metargim this v'simach imishta, if you translate it that you should be happy with your wife, not that you should make her happy, but you should be happy with her, Zakta Rashi tell you that's a tais shein's a targim shal v'simach ala v'samach, because then the pasuk shouldn't have said v'simach, it should say v'samach. So Zakta Rashi, when the pasuk says v'simach as ishtai, it means you should make her happy. But if you translate the pasuk, you should be happy with her, that's a mistake. That's not correct, because then the pasuk should have said v'samach es ishtai. So if it says v'simach, it's the lashon piel, that means you should make her happy. That's what Rashi says, which is l'chayim mavur in the pasuk, like the Targum Unkelus says. Problem is, if you look in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, and I say Reish Yudalid, the Rambam says like this. This is how he brings down this mitzvah. He says, aval yismach ima ad meloy shana miyan bayalea. And based on this pasuk of simach es ishtai, so the lashon Rambam is aval yismach ima. You should be happy with her. He doesn't say you should make her happy. He says you should be happy with her. So mamash pshat, the Rashi says you can't say. The Rambam seems to say he teaches the mitzvah of simach es ishtai. You should be misameach with her. You and her should be happy together. L'chaira, the Rambam mishver from Rashi's Taina. For the Rambam is correct. If it means you should be happy with her, the pasuk should have said v'samach. If it says v'simach, it means you should make her happy. So how does the Rambam answer Rashi's kasha? How does the Rambam understand the pasuk if he's touching it up to mean you should be happy with her? So I thought perhaps you could say pshat in the Rambam like this. The Olam, the Rambam, is made it to Rashi that the Iker mitzvah over here is v'simach, the mitzvah is to make her happy. That's the chayv on the Baal. The Baal is to make her happy. It's not for you to be happy, it's to make her happy. But the problem is, like this yisai that we saw from Rashi over here, if the husband himself is not going to be happy, if he's not going to be besimcha, it's impossible to make her besimcha. You can't make her happy if you're not happy. If you're not a person who has simcha, who has shleimus, if you're not happy with yourself, there's no way you can make her happy. You can make jokes, you can try to make her happy, but it's not going to be a real simcha. So in order for you to make her happy, it's important for you to be happy. You have to be happy as well. So that's why the Rambam says that the mitzvah is yismach ima, you have to be happy with her, because if you're not happy, you're not going to make her happy. But what is the mitzvah? The chepta of the mitzvah is not for you to be happy. That's not what the pasuk is machbidan. The pasuk is machbidan, you making your wife happy. It's just that in order to achieve that goal of making her happy, you have to be happy as well. You also have to be besimcha, and that's why the pasuk says the ikar of the mitzvah, which is besimcha ishta, and make her happy. The Rambam is being masber in order to do that. What is necessary to do to make her happy? It has to be yismach ima. You have to be happy with her, because if you're not happy with her, if you're not happy yourself, then there's no way you can make her happy. One cannot be besimach acherim unless he himself is besimcha. And I believe that maybe this Rambam is going l'shitasa. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Pektas Vav Halachia Tes, the Rambam talks about the chiyuvim that the Baal has towards his wife, and he says, "V'chein tzivu chachamim shiyeh adam mechabed es isha." You have to be mechabed your wife, v'lo yiyeh atzev. So, and then he says, and a person is not allowed to be sad. A person shouldn't be atzev; he should be besimcha. And the question is, we're talking about the chiyuvim that you have towards your wife. You have to be mechabed her and ayava. But why does the Rambam say, "V'lo yiyeh atzev"? You shouldn't be sad. You not being sad is not a chiyuv towards your wife. That's something beinu leman atzmei. That's something for yourself. What does that have to do with your obligations towards your wife to say, "V'lo yiyeh atzev"? What's the pshat in that? And I once saw a diak. I think this is from Reb Chaim Friedlander in his Kuntres. He says that the Rambam means to say that this is part of your chiyuv into your wife, because you have a chiyuv to be mesameach her. You have to make her be besimcha. And if you're going to be atzev, if you're going to be sad, if you're not happy, then there's no way you can make her happy. So a chelik of your chiyuv to be mesameach her is mechayv you v'lo yiyeh atzev. You can't be ba'atzis, because if you're ba'atzis, then she'll be ba'atzis. You can't be mesameach her unless you're mesameach yourself. I think it's the same idea that the yisayid of the mitzvah is v'simach, make her happy. But in order to accomplish a v'simach, it's necessary to have a v'samach, that you have to be besimcha. Only if you're besimcha could you make her besimcha as well. That is the yisayid you see from the Rambam, which is zechariah the same yisayid we see from this Rashi over here of smechim u'mesamchim. And I saw in the sefer Hakoyin Hagadol Me'echav, and it's a biography of Rabbi Aaron Cohen, who's reshiva in Yeshivas Chevron. He brings down this pshat b'shem Rabbi Aaron Cohen. He said this in the Targum Yenison, a similar idea that the Targum Yenison held also that be'etzim the mitzvah is to make her happy, but in order to do that, it's necessary for you to be happy. That's the only way you can make her besimcha as well. And I saw afterwards in the Reb Shragi Sefer on Shalom Bayis, the Yatsi Shalom, in Vad Dalet, Itaka brings down this diuk in the Rashi and Tainus, and afterwards he brings the Smach L'Dover from Baron Kain, who Itaka says this, based on the Targum Yenison, the same Vart, and this is that same idea, that if a person is wants to be besimcha, it's necessary for him to be, if a person wants to be mesamech achem, it's necessary for him to be besimcha. So that's the story that we learn from here, that it's a gevaldik eschus to be mesamech achem. We see that it's something that could get you to Olam Haba, but in order to do that, a person first has to work on himself, that he should be besimcha. And being besimcha means you're happy with yourself, you have a certain shlemus, you know your milus, you know your chesrenus, you work on yourself, and if a person is working on himself, and always trying to improve him, then that could bring a inner simcha, a simcha to himself, which could mimela bring a simcha to achayim, which could be mezakim to Olam Haba.